Howdy, folks. This is Hedgepod, a podcast about how our mass media reinforces the cultural hegemony of the ruling class. I'm Jack. My pronouns are they and them. Also okay with he and him. And Athena is also here.
Oh, we're going.
Yeah, we're going.
I thought you were like, oh, let me run through it again to check. No. I didn't know that was... Oh, hold on, let me pull up. I'm trying to pull up the Julius Jones stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. I'm gonna... Yeah, what we do is here is explain and explore the many ways that popular media is used to consciously and unconsciously enforce the ideology of the ruling class. So, this isn't a full episode. We just wanted to offer an update on a couple of the things that are going on right now with strikes and strike funds and what we can do to show our solidarity and what you can do to show your solidarity. So, all right, well, let's just go through all the strikes, I guess, that are going on. SEIU 1199, we got somebody on the ground there trying to get a Venmo account for that. And again, they said the exact same thing. They need firewood, they need water, they need, you know, they're trying to figure out a way to make coffee. They don't have access to electricity, but you know, they're basically just trying to get, you know, better working conditions. Let me see if I can find what they're actually asking for. In the meantime, Athena, if you don't care to read off some of the other places that are on strike right now.
Okay. I'm going to just be reading this from this tweet here. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Just read, yeah, whatever you got.
Okay. So we have a strike here. Teachers and support staff in Scranton, I believe that's Pennsylvania, will hit the picket lines tomorrow after contract negotiations failed. Staffing levels and budget cuts are the biggest issues, and the school district has already announced plans to cut off their health care at midnight.
Wow. Cabell Huntington Hospital workers expected to walk out in the hundreds. There's actually 1,000 of them out there after months of unsuccessful negotiations. This is according to WOWK 13 News. Union officials say the last time Cabell Huntington Hospital workers went on strike was in 1998. Nobody wants to do this, but they're backed up. They've got their backs against the wall, is one of the strikers' quote from them. And, so basically they're having cuts to their health care as well, and I find that incredibly ironic. The people that are providing the health care, actually providing the health care to the people here in Huntington that are in the middle of the pandemic, you know, like they're cutting their health care. So I just, you know, it baffles me, but we want to make sure that we're showing them some support and some solidarity. You know, it's this is one of those things. The hospital, like, offered them a pittance. They said it wasn't enough. But, you know, now they're out. Now they're on strike, so. They are actually paying contract workers that are crossing the picket line. So, we're disappointed in them. But, apparently, I think that's just really, not really so much the scab stuff, but I think that there's people that are actually, like, they're paying more. I've been hearing this. They're paying traveling nurses more, basically, than they're paying their in-house people. So they're paying nurses to come in from outside of the region in the area to cover the shifts instead of giving a pay raise to the people that are actually working here. It's unfair. What else have we got today? We got some of these other supports. John Deere still going on, right? We had... let's see here. This is the teachers and support from Scranton, PA. You talked about that one, Athena. 32,000 healthcare workers at Kaiser have filed their 10-day strike notice in Oregon and Southern California across three unions. Steel workers, Local 7600, UNA, CU, HCP, OFN. Thousands more yet to set a strike date in Georgia, Hawaii, and Washington. Here back in Appalachia again, coal miners in Alabama have been on strike for 7 months. Put together a basic infographic. This is from our friends over at Appalachia. They had a $6 an hour pay cut. They had longer work weeks. They agreed to a subpar contract in 2016. The company went through bankruptcy on the condition that they would receive a better deal in 5 years. They lost holiday pay. They lost, you know, ability to go to the doctor. But now there are 1,100 miners on strike. They've been on strike for 217 days. $4.3 million is what the CEO made in 2020. And so, yeah. Warrior Met Coal can go and directly fuck itself, I think.
I mean, they're actively trying to kill all of us, too, so that's fun.
Yeah, so tell me more about that.
Well, because, you know, coal, climate crisis.
Right, the climate crisis, yeah, right. Yeah, so, I mean, like, you know, again, it's one of those things, you know, we want to find a way forward from coal, but if you have a coal mining job, you should definitely be compensated very well for it and provided PPE, et cetera, et cetera. So, want to make sure that we show solidarity with the working class on this. And if you're a coal miner and you're listening to this and you're on strike right now, hold fast. We are supporting you. What else do we got here?
Well, to circle back to the John Deere thing, I have a Facebook post talking about turning down the first proposed contract.
Oh, okay. What's that say?
So, I'm just going to be reading off this, so this is not my language, so if it sounds weird, that's why, coming from me. Here's the skinny. Yes, UAW rejected Deere's proposed contract yesterday. It was very close vote. From the outside looking in, it was a damn good offer. They doubled our raise, which still only brings us an extra $2 an hour, which $80 a week, $320 a month, sounds damn good, but John Deere makes the finest quality combines and tractors on the market, and you pay a premium price to have the green and gold leaping deer adorn your field. I can say firsthand that the parts they use to make the products are the cheapest on the market. The quality product you're paying for comes from the blood, sweat, tears of the UAW employees who are giving crap to work with and still produce the finest quality you can even ever hope for. We got the pension for new hires that we asked for. That was awesome. We got a defined path to healthcare that we asked for. Healthcare options that can be stolen away in 25 years. Amazing deal. But here's the part the media isn't going to tell you. They left in contract language that cuts our pay every year. They left in contract language that allows them to effectively steal money from our pockets when the mood hits them, and language that allows us no course to recover from it. Edit. I have been informed that language was added to address the backlog of grievances so they can no longer go past a year old. They left in contract language that allows our grievances to get held up for 10-plus years with no resolution. They did not address OT issues that don't allow us to plan time to spend with our families. At this point, it's not just about money. It's about being treated like human beings in our workplace. To be able to come to work with dignity, to know we are safe, and that the money we earn is safe. To be able to say to your boss, I can't work this weekend, my wife has to work, and I need to be home with our children. Without being threatened. It's not greedy to want to be treated like a human being. Please don't let the media tell you that it's just about the money, because it's not.
Wow. Wow. Well, I tell you, it's more of the same, isn't it? We just keep seeing it over and over again. It's getting to the point now where everybody knows somebody who's on strike or has been on strike recently, right? Like, I mean...
I've been on strike my whole life.
Yeah, I mean, we just want to make sure that we show solidarity to that. And if we get any updates about what we can do to actually... you know, I know not everybody is in these places, but people that are on striking workers, really, really love to hear their support. They want your support. They want your positive words of encouragement. So, even just something simple as a retweet or a, you know, whatever, Facebook share or something like that, just something, signal boost, will go so much further than you realize, even if you can't make it there to actually deliver supplies. But if you're in Huntington, West Virginia, if you're in Alabama, if you're in any of these places where anything is where there are these labor movements that we are loving to see here, make sure that you show them your support materially if you can. Bring them some water. Keep them. Make sure they're staying warm. Get them something warm to drink.
Are we moving past strikes?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, then I want to address one final thing, and that's justice for Julius. This is about Julius Jones.
Okay.
He is a innocent black man on death row, though death row should be eliminated because the state should not be allowed to kill anyone. He has had several clemency hearings, and all of them have said that he should be off death row. But sadly, it has to be up to Governor Kevin Stitt. So I would like to ask if anyone could call. Definitely check out the website justiceforjulius.com. There's information there. And, you know, if anything you can sign and whatnot would be very helpful. Just make it known that he should not be killed.
Yeah.
It was last week. The Oklahoma State murdered a black man, and it was they basically tortured him. We knew that the injections were not good, and yet they went ahead. They just pushed that. They pushed it through, and it is a tragedy. And if there's a good chance that it's going to happen again. Yeah. And sadly, Julius Jones is not the only one on death row that can happen to. So just, you know, make your voice heard.
Yeah. Anything that you can do, calls. I mean, talking to your family, talking to your relatives, talking to people you work with. Just let them know that this is an absolutely unacceptable thing for the state to do. And, you know, we need to find a better way forward on this. This has got to be stopped. Clemency. Stay of execution, and please do away with the executions, the death penalty in general.
Not the right phone number.
Oh no. we're gonna aggregate everything. We'll put links in the description. We're gonna get the phone number for USW headquarters for the steelworkers on strike in Huntington. We'll get a contact for somebody at SEIU 1199. We'll get Justice for Julius, and we'll get the other material that we talked about in here. So, thanks for staying tuned, and thanks for your support. I know that everyone that's on strike right now will appreciate the solidarity. With that one, we'll catch you the next time.
Bye.